Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Trusting in His grace, this I, are you washed in the blood? Are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood? Sing the last now. Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are you garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed the blood? Sing the chorus now. Oh, are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
And hey. as they gambled for the robe he wore. They chose the worldly trail, not thinking about eternity, as the soldier drove the nail. Or we'll make the same mistake. Me or the world, my child, which one will you take? I'm so glad that I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus. Me or the world, my child, which one will you take? I'm glad I took Jesus, amen. Aren't you glad about that today, that you accepted him, amen? Yeah, I'll take it.
Good day at Westside Baptist Church today. I appreciate the Lord showing up this morning. And I like it when he shows up because it lightens my load. I promise you that. I like it when the Holy Spirit does the work. The Holy Spirit does the heavy lifting. It makes the job of that individual that is preaching, It lightens the burden a whole lot. Before we go into our message, is there anyone that would like to stand up and tell us? Like to stand up and say, I love the Lord. Are you glad you've been saved? Yes, sir. Amen. 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 Anyone else? Yes, sir. God bless you. That's good. Amen. Anyone else, please? Yes, ma'am. Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you couldn't hear Miss Carol, she said, I thank the Lord. What he's done for me, he's given me a house paid for to live in. All I have to do is buy the electricity and the water. Amen. So that's quite a wonderful Thanksgiving. Yes, sir. Amen. Singing in the choir at church and the Holy Spirit taps you. That's good. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad Jesus can save choir members? Amen. Amen. Amen, Miss Carol. Thank you, Miss Carol. You know Miss Carol's testimony. If you don't, she's a former Catholic. Lord saved her out of that mess. Yes, Cheryl. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. You don't want to get in anybody's way. There you go, Miss Patricia. Glad you're home too. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Amen. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Amen. Amen. Love covers the trespasses of our sin. got something written in my, another Bible I need to get. Anyone else? Anyone else? Yes, sir. Would you please? It's the brown Bible. It should be in the middle of my desk. Brother Joseph. Amen. As he's carrying that precious jewel out. Came up the hill the other day, leaving the church, heading over to pick up Rebecca from school. And there's Joseph out there cutting God's grass. I pull out, take a right, and I look down the hill, way back there in the back, and there's Barry back there cutting God's grass. That's a blessing to me. It was Christy? Oh, okay. It was a long way off, honey. It was a long way off. I didn't have my glasses on, and all I saw was a lawnmower, sweetie. I didn't see. I just assumed it was Brother Barry. It was a blessing to see God's people taking care of God's business. Yes, sir. Amen. Yeah, that's right. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? I don't want to get in the way. I'll give you a chance. All right, turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians. I just want to talk to you for a few moments. Along the lines of where we were this morning. I had written something down in this Bible, and I wasn't in this Bible, so I asked Brother William, and he volunteered actually, and I appreciate him getting this for me, but I want to go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 for just a moment. I don't feel led to keep you for a long time, but I will say this. I don't know how long I'll be keeping you because I left my phone at home. I've got nothing up here to tell time with. I should get behind the and duck so y'all don't start throwing phones and watches. Amen. You need that one. I appreciate that. Amen. This morning, the love of Christ seemed to be, it was the theme. And it seems, frankly, to be the theme of the day. We looked in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we saw here in verse 14, "For the love of Christ constraineth us." The love of Christ constraineth us. And we looked just for a few moments of how it is that God constrains us with his love, how he reaches around us and hugs us. He constrains us. As I was showing you constraining with Brother Dave, I reached around. He's bigger than I am. And my arms aren't quite long enough. But I constrain him. And I got to tell you, as long as I'm constraining him, brother, why don't you scratch your nose? You can't do that. Now, God is not trying to keep us from scratching our nose, but he has a desire to constrain us, to reel us in, to convict us of our sin, and bring us into his fold. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior tonight, I want to give you some good news that the Lord Jesus, the one that died on the cross for our sins, died for your sins as well. And he did that because he loves you. And then when he left and went to heaven, he had someone come in his stead, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. And he uses that Holy Spirit to show you and I that we have a need for Christ. Before I could be born again or be saved, I had to understand I needed to be saved. I had to understand that I was lost. I had to understand that I was lost so I could understand I needed someone to save me from my lostness. And so Jesus Christ loved us so much that he died on the cross for our sins. Then when he left this planet, sent the Holy Spirit to deal with us that we could be constrained unto salvation. I like that word constrained because it has more than one meaning. For the love of Christ constraineth us. That word also means the love of Christ arrests us. You know, I don't know. I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's some of you that like to watch that show called Cops. And what do they say? What you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. Well, I want to tell you that all of us were bad boys and bad girls, lost on our way to hell, going down a road that was beyond our control. The old devil had us in his grip. But one day, Officer Jesus came knocking on our doors. And if I can use the terminology, he arrested our soul. He handcuffed us or disabled us from living in sin any longer. Because the love of Christ arrests us. You know, I don't mind. I've only been put in handcuffs one time that I know by a policeman in my life. And that was because it was a gag, and some people in the school gave, it was they were raising money for the police department, and they came, they handcuffed you and put you in the police car, and they had you in a jail that they made there at the shopping center. And you had to stand inside the jail, and when people walked by, you had to beg money through the bars until you could get X amount of money, then they'd let you out of the jail. And that's how they were raising money for whatever it was they were raising, I'm not sure. But that's the only time I've ever been handcuffed and put behind any bars. Well, let me back up. I just told a lie. Lisa and I went to a restaurant in Fayetteville. And we walked in, and there's two booths on the left. It's a Mexican place, I think. And it is an old jail cell with a table in it. I said, honey, let's eat in the jail cell. So we did. So that's the only two times I've ever been behind bars. I just want you to know that. But nevertheless, one day, we were lost and undone, and Jesus Christ arrested us, constrained us, brought us, if I may say, by his blood, brought us within the law, all of a sudden, we became law-abiding citizens. Not by our works, which we have done, but through Him, the one who constrains us or arrests us. And then this word constrains also means compels us. Remember when you were lost and undone? Remember the day when the Holy Spirit began to whisper to you and say, you're on your way to hell. Remember when the Holy Spirit was compelling you to come to Christ? Remember that day when all of a sudden the reality, the realization that you and I were covered in sin and on our way to hell, ladies and gentlemen, with no hope, the Holy Spirit began to compel us. You must be born again. You must be born again. What is that? It's the love of Christ that compels us. He sent the Holy Spirit to do His work because He loves us. If you don't know Christ as your Savior tonight, Jesus Christ loves you. And right now, the reason you may feel a little uncomfortable, that could very well be the Holy Spirit whispering to you, young man, young woman, old man, old woman, listen, you must be born again. The Holy Spirit, because of the love of Christ, may be compelling you. Come on. So the love of Christ is wonderful that it arrests our soul. It's wonderful that it is a compelling factor. But I tell you something. This love that constraineth also means afflicts us. The Lord Jesus loves us so much that He afflicts us, if I may say, with conviction. When you become uncomfortable in church, it could be conviction or affliction. Well, I don't want to be here and I don't want to be in church. Well, that's because you're afflicted. You've got the flesh pulling you one way and the Holy Spirit's compelling you to another way, and all of a sudden you become conflicted within yourself. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a love of God, of Christ, that constraineth or afflicts or convicts us. You know, we were talking about the fact this morning that we really do not love Christ like we should. The last definition of this word constraineth, the love of, what is it now? The love of Christ constraineth us. The love of Christ preoccupies us. When I find myself not loving Him like I should, there's a preoccupation with Christ. It always brings me back to the fact that He loves us. He's preoccupied with us. That's what He thinks about. That's whom He thinks about, is us. The love of Christ preoccupies. You know, I don't know if you guys get preoccupied. I do. Terribly. I was coming from Emory Hospital one day and came by the Turner Field. You go down another mile or so, 85 shoots off to the left and 75 goes south, straight on. And I was on the phone. Matter of fact, I was on the phone, I think, with Pastor Payne. And I'm just dodging traffic and driving down 85, and next thing I know, I'm in unfamiliar territory. And then I see the old JCPenney outlet. Remember that? I guess they're closed now. I think over on the left. I knew I was way out of the way. What had happened is I became preoccupied and was not paying attention to where I was going. The love of Christ should be so real in our lives, Christians, that it should preoccupy us. It should cause us to forget about what's on that exit. It should cause us to forget about what the world has to offer you and me over here. The love of Christ should preoccupy us in that we think of Him and the things of God rather than the things of the world. The love of Christ constraineth. The love of Christ. Isn't that wonderful? I tell you, the Bible is so deep, we'll never, ever, ever, we'll never even scratch the surface, much less get too deep into it. But the love of Christ, it arrests us when we're lost. It compels us to be saved. It compels us to do what is right. It afflicts the soul in that it brings us into and under conviction as a lost person, and also once we're born again and we know we're not doing what we should do, there's a misery, an affliction, a conviction that we live in and live with. And then lastly, the preoccupation of the love of Christ. Let's get preoccupied. Let's miss some of the world's exits. Don't worry, it'll be there. You know what happened when I missed that exit that day? I went on down. I did a U-turn and I came back up. And that exit was still there. That's right. If God wants you to have it, if He wants you to participate in it, He'll bring you back. You just stay preoccupied. Let's stay preoccupied by the love of Christ. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Here's the two thoughts, two purposes for the invitation. Number one, Jesus Christ loves you and died for you. And He wants to save you tonight. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, He is calling on you tonight. His love is compelling you to come and to be a part of His family. It doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been, or how you've been there, or how you got there. Right now, the Holy Spirit is compelling you through the love of Christ to be born again tonight. Christians, can we be serious enough about our Christian walk? Say, Lord, I know I don't love You like I should, but I know You love me. Would You help me, Lord, to be preoccupied with You, with what You want, where You want, and how You want me to be, to act as a Christian? Those are the two parts of the invitation. Let's stand. Go as the Holy Spirit leads you as we sing.